Sudan allowed Suleiman Jamos to leave on the condition that the United Nations guarantees that he does not return to Darfur to fight. Jamos has spent more than a year at a UN hospital in Sudan because he feared arrest if he left. The ailing rebel needs medical treatment, a stomach biopsy, that cannot be performed at the UN hospital. A spokesperson for the Kenyan government, Alfred Mutua, tells VOA Kenya has better medical facilities than other countries in the region and does not turn people away.
It is important to note that we've got very senior government officials of Southern Sudan and Sudan who have received medical treatment in Kenya. Here in the region, we are one of the main places where people get sent for medical treatment, special operations and conditions.
The elderly rebel leader is widely popular in Darfur and is considered a critical link between rebel groups and aid organizations trying to assist the people of Darfur. Before his confinement in the UN hospital, he served as a humanitarian coordinator for the Sudan Liberation Army. There has been a widespread international campaign for his release, including statements from South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Jody Williams. The United Nations moved Jamos into the hospital last year without permission of the Sudanese government. Sudan has called him a criminal and has previously threatened to arrest him if he left the hospital. Arjun Kohli for VOA News, Nairobi.